This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Temps in the teens and it'll feel even colder. The area is bracing for a cold snap this week, with temperatures plummeting to the teens by Thursday and wind chills potentially going below zero. There could be some flurries in the near term, but it'll warm up enough for a chance of rain this weekend. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Those needing help dealing with the cold can call 211 for a local listing of warming centers. Summerfest is set to make history with its first Juneteenth Day celebration. The partnership with Northcott Neighborhood House will happen on June 19th. There will be a Juneteenth opening ceremony following the city's traditional Juneteenth parade and festival on MLK Drive. Organizers have revealed an initial lineup featuring Gary Clark Jr., Bone Thugs and Harmony, and Genuine, among others. Debate continues in Menominee Falls over the banning of a kindergarten book featuring same-sex parents. A family is calling on the state to overrule the local school district's decision. The couple is pushing for the return of Love Makes a Family to the elementary school library. The district says discussions about same-sex couples are part of their curriculum in the third grade. The state DPI has been asked to intervene. A grim discovery in Waukesha has led to criminal charges against a man accused of killing his neighbor and hiding the body. 62-year-old Kevin Lickwick was arrested Friday for the homicide back in October. He's accused of killing his neighbor, Carlos Maldonado, and hiding the body near their apartment building. The victim's remains were wrapped in plastic, with an autopsy confirming death by gunshot. Investigators say they found a hit list in Lickwick's possession. His bail has been set at $5 million. In a recent interview, Governor Tony Evers said he'd reject a GOP proposal that would force state workers back to the office. In the interview on WISN 12's Upfront, Evers threatened to veto the state budget if such a measure is included. The governor emphasized the success of remote work is attracting talent from across the state. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Badgers losing their quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Badgers' starting quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke, has announced he's entered the transfer portal. Van Dyke suffered a torn ACL in his right knee, week three, ending his season. He was replaced by Braden Locke. Wisconsin has hired a new offensive coordinator, 58-year-old Jeff Grimes, most recently with Kansas. NBA, the Bucks host the Magic tonight in Milwaukee. It's an NBA Cup quarterfinal game. Major League Baseball meetings underway in Dallas. The Brewers say that Christian Yelich, making progress from his back surgery. Manager Pat Murphy on shortstop Willy Adames leaving the team in free agency after signing with the Giants.
Willie, the guy can play, man. You want the ball hit to him in a big situation. You want him at the plate. He plays every day and you want him up in every big situation. He's proven it time and time again. That's who he is. He loves it. He revels in it. I mean, we've lost a lot. We lost Burns. We lost Hader in the recent years. But losing this guy.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a moviegoer who likes Thanksgiving leftovers, you probably found something to enjoy at the movies this past weekend. Only one new release was able to crack the top five, and only three flicks cracked the top 10. In first place, to no one's surprise, was Moana 2, which pulled in another $52 million in its second weekend in theaters. Coming in second place was Wicked, with a $34 million haul and $320 million take worldwide. And in third place is Gladiator 2, with $12.5 million. Indian action mystery thriller Pushpa 2, The Rule, brought in almost $10 million on just 1,200 screens to grab fourth place. Red One took fifth place. A24's latest, Y2K, pulled in a disappointing $2 million in its first weekend release, good for eighth place. A re-release of Christopher Nolan's Interstellar took sixth place with $4.5 million on only 165 screens nationwide. There should be some big box office activity this coming week with the release of a new Lord of the Rings film. Nominations for the Golden Globes were announced Monday, and Variety is reporting that in the film category, Emilia Perez leads the way with 10 nominations. nominations. The musical stars Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez and is being called a drug cartel musical. Intrigued? I am. The film is available on Netflix. Not too far behind with 7 nominations, including Best Picture, is The Brutalist, a brutally long 3.5-hour drama set in post-war Europe starring Adrian Brody, Felicity Jones, and Guy Pearce, all 3 of whom are nominated for their acting chops. Focus Features Conclave pulled in 6 nominations, including for Best Picture and Best Screenplay, as well as acting nominations for cast members Ralph Fiennes and Isabella Rossellini. The Bear continues to dominate award shows on the little screen with 5 nominations. Only Murders in the Building and Shogun received 4 nominations each. If you don't know who Dick Van Dyke is, here is a perfect opportunity to learn. Just Google his name or Coldplay All My Love. Coldplay frontman Chris Martin sings and plays the piano while the legendary Dick Van Dyke, star of The Dick Van Dyke Show, Mary Poppins, and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, sings and dances while reflecting on his 98-year-old life. Great little video if you're looking to practice gratitude and want to be entertained. Keira Knightley says the iconic cue card scene in Love Actually was creepy. The actress was just 17 at the time and supposed to be married to Chiwetel Ejiofor, who was 10 years older than her, and it was Andrew Lincoln, even older, who shows up at her door trying to woo her with cue cards. The scene is being looked at now as stalkerish. True, yeah. But also, how do you cast an underage 17-year-old as a newlywed? This season, be sure to check out Love Predatorially. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 33 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 22. Tomorrow mostly cloudy. A little breezy with some off and on light snow showers and a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 28.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.